Let's talk about lists a little bit, and even young Kevin has his list. When asked in English class to write down 5 adjectives to describe himself to a stranger, Kevin composes 2 lists. The first list, Kevin, is...
1, scrawny. 2, oversensitive. 3, unathletic. 4, mouse-like. And 5, girlfriendless.
And in the second list, he is...
1, friendly. 2, clever. 3, imaginative. And 4, likable. He is 5, awesome beyond all adjectives.
I love that. So, Kevin plays with lists in 7th grade.
Yes.
And I know you love your lists now. You're working with adjectives, you're working with words,
yeah,
you're playing with words.
This was within the context of Miss Vincent's English class, the same Miss Vincent about whom I wrote that play. And she had given us an exercise about adjectives, and we were supposed to choose the 5 adjectives we would use to describe ourselves to a stranger. And I think that moment might even be the genesis of my ongoing fascination with lists. There was something about that that captured my imagination, and I spent the rest of the school year constructing lists of adjectives that I would use to describe the people in my own world. For instance, Bateman is 1,
adventurous. 2, cheerful.
3,
freckled.
4,
independent.
And 5, hilarious. Sarah Bell, the girl on whom I had my crush, is 1, unearthly. 2, unconceited. 3, unequaled. And 4, unattainable. 5, unfortunately.
Very clever.
So thank
very
you.
Clever.
Thank you. Yeah, so there was something very appealing about that to me. And by the end of the book...
Although, unfortunately, there was an adverb. Am I wrong?
There is an adverb. Yes, I finish up with an adverb there. I cheat. That's true.